my weekly update is that Dolo sucks.
How you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 37, brought to you the week of October the 1st, 2007. Nobody's Listening Podcast is a podcast where we're telling our funny life stories, and we invite you to do the same. And you can check us out if you're new to the show at nlcast.com. You can email us your funny stories, because we want you to Nobody's Listening to us at gmail.com. Probably podcast's longest email. And you can always get us on the Nobody's Calling line, 206-600-5704. Ding! So this is episode 37, and I've already told you who I am. I am your host. I am James, and my guest host today is...
Kevin with a royal priesthood, baby.
Kevin is a thug, if you haven't been able to tell already. He's down with the clown. That's the truth.
I'm down with the brown, so get it right.
So you are a rapper, are you not? Or what is the official name for rappers these days?
Well, we just like to be called stars. I mean, it really doesn't matter what kind of star. We are just stars. So today I'm not co-hosting. I am co-starring. I like that a lot better since I can see myself. It's almost like TV.
So. You can check Kevin out at costarrunner.com. Not really. But so tell me a little bit before we get to our weekly updates. What's your group? And I mean, I know you rappers never rap alone anymore. You stars. Tell me a little bit about yourself and where we can check out your band and stuff.
All right. The group is called Royal Priesthood. We formed back in 1999, I believe, into 2000. Put out our first album called Us Against Them All back in 2001 into 2002. We tried to actually publish it during 2001 when the 9/11 stuff happened, so everything got put out in 2002. My partner in crime, or rhyme, should we say, is DJ X Senna. He is here from Kansas City as well. Known him most of my life. Most of our stuff, our new stuff, you can check out on myspace.com/royalpriesthood. We do have rpministries.com, but it's getting revamped for the release of our new CD called Trial by Fire. So you can check out some of the pre-release songs that are on our EP right now at the MySpace page.
Okay. Yeah, I don't go to his website. It's somebody designed that a long time ago. Some slightly chunky white dude named James. So you guys still use that, right?
Yes, but right now we just have the one page up saying, hey, it's under construction, here's the contact number, here's email, stuff like
that. Okay,
so.
Then I have to take back what I said, because that website, I did see it like a year ago, and it actually kind of held up, you know?
Oh, yeah, it worked very well
it
for
worked
us.
Better than T-Bones, but anyway, it is time for...
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's my...
All right, it's time for weekly updates, and I'm going to let my guest host, KB, go first. Kevin Blanco, take the lead.
All right.
You have an update from the last 7 days? Funny, crazy, stupid, embarrassing?
Most of the time.
Anything will do, just any kind of update.
Shut up. This one time I was doing a youth service with this puppet, but that's another story.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Last one,
are you going to tell that one?
Nope. Last one, just want to torture you with that one.
Jeez, I forgot about that.
last week, actually, we did some schools, went and rapped at a couple of different schools, and as we were leaving... we go to the car, and just out of habit from being with my wife, my co-starring rapper, X, and he's a big guy. He's probably about 6'3".
He's a giant black man.
Or so. He's probably bigger than that. But
he's actually just dark brown, but he is a big man.
He's huge, and he's riding with me in my car, so we go to get in the car.
Roland, also known as Roland.
Yes, we was rolling in my thang, you know, the car.
That's yeah, sometimes. Thank you for defining that.
Yes, thank you. Which, you know, there was a puppet when I was this youth.
Stop it.
So anyways, so we're going to get in the car and, you know, just out of habit from riding with my wife so much, I put the key in the door and unlock it and open the door, and he
for
just
him?
Kinda looks at me and says, "What are you doing?"
You're such a sweetie, Kevin.
Yes, I look up at this big black man and said, just wanted to show you how much I love you.
I love you, friend.
You know, and then, you know, going through my mind is, well, do I close the door and let him open it? So I just ran around to the other side because he's a big guy.
Well, you know, if he reaches around and unlocks the door for you, that's the one.
That's right.
What movie was that from?
Oh, that was The Bronx Tale, baby. Because if not, I was going to kick him out of my car.
That's
he was
right.
not the one. So anyways, that was pretty embarrassing, and so we, you know, go back to church where I work, and we pull up, and we're just laughing, and one of the other guys that works there has got his truck out, and he's getting ready to transport, I don't even know what he's taking. He's taking a bass amp to get repaired.
Mm.
So he's got this big truck. He's got both the doors open. The car is running, and he is on the phone at the back of the truck facing the opposite way. And so, you know, I was just going to go over and say hi and say, hey, you know, we just got through doing this school. And the thought crossed my mind.
I'm going to scare him.
To maybe just, well, I thought of stealing, or I thought of scaring him first, but stealing his truck sounded so much more appealing. So at first I thought, well, I'll slam one of the doors and that'll scare him. And then I thought, nah, let's get in the car and go. So I just snuck around. He's on the phone in an intense conversation, not paying attention. And I jump in the driver's side. Don't shut the door. I just throw it in drive, mash on the gas, slam the door. And the whole time I'm looking through the rearview mirror because I want to see his face when he turns around. So he kind of spun around. And there was one other guy out there, and he thought it was him. But then, you know, when he heard the door shut and the car take off, he sees him standing in front of him, so he spun around, turns really wide. Exactly, and I stopped before I got out of the parking lot. Although later I thought, man, I should have just at least went around the block once, and maybe he'd have called 911. So I thought that would have been better. But, you know, when I got back, I'm laughing, and he said, you know, I was really thinking about chasing you down. I thought I could catch you. And the funny thing about that is the guy whose truck guy's stealing has one leg, and so he really can't run. So.
You stole Dennis's truck.
Yes, it was great.
You ain't right, dude.
You know, that's just part of my week. So we and
Dennis is the guy for our listeners at home. He's a friend of both of ours. He's the guy I kicked in the leg
at Walmart
at Target in front of my entire family. So yeah, it all comes full circle. Everybody's picking on the poor one-legged man.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh my gosh,
you get a good laugh out of him, anyways. I mean,
at least he's good humored. He really is. His California guys are pretty laid back.
Yes.
I guess just getting out of California without legislation is such a relief for them. No offense to anybody living in California.
So that was my week. You know, we had some fun stuff.
See, you have better stuff than I do. I have to, like, create situations, but I don't like getting in trouble. And so stuff like that would never occur to me.
Oh.
So, but Kevin, as we know.
What do you mean we know?
I know. You don't mind. You love trouble. Anyway, my weekly update happened today. It's not really an experience as much as it's just a, what do you call it, when comedians get up and they just talk about something. So I'm gonna just talk about something that only really men know about, and I'm not being sexist, it's just true.
What the heck is that, dude? Man, dude, we're doing a live recording. You could at least turn that off.
Thanks, Kevin, for showing the world that I didn't have my... I did have it off.
I know,
you
turned it on,
you jerk.
Sorry. Just thought it would be funny.
Yeah, that was hilarious. That was my strong bad
That was James'
ringtone.
Weekly recap right there.
There you go, folks. Anyway, I want to talk about something that only men have to really deal with, and that is the idea of going through a drive-thru, ordering your food, and then having to reach back to pull your wallet out of your butt pocket while your seatbelt's still strapped in. It is absolutely the worst thing I ever had to do. And today I did that, and the seatbelt won't loosen. You're reaching back there, and I'm not a giant man, but I am definitely not thin. And I'm trying to reach around there, get this wallet out, and I got nice pants on, so the stupid button on my pants, on my back pocket, is button. So not only do I have to reach and be like a Hindu guy, I'm also got to have the dexterity of Superman to undo this button. And I'm pulling and I'm stretching enough to where I hurt my arm. My shoulder hurts.
You didn't pull
now.
A groin muscle. That would have been
even worse.
Well,
it's just ridiculous. I'm like, I should take yoga now so that I can get all limber. I got to start stretching before I can go somewhere now? Hey, what are you doing? Are you going to work out?
No, I'm about to go to McDonald's and get an extra value meal.
Be pretty tough in the lines around here, buddy. You might start stretching.
God, that's great. So, yeah, it just there wasn't a lot of time. I mean, we were actually recording this on Thursday night because I'm going on vacation next week, and there hasn't been a lot of chance for horrible things to happen to me. So that was the closest I could get. But some of you guys, you know, I don't know. Maybe there are some women that wear their wallet in their hip pocket. I pity you all, but if you do, write in. I'll draw you a picture.
Now, James, I'm just curious. Is your wallet kind of one of those George Costanza wallets where it's like really big and that's why it was that, you know, you got to do curls before you can pull that out of there? Or do you do curls with it?
Well, I mean, for those in the chat room with us, this is not an insane amount of wallet, okay? Here's the side-by-side picture.
Yeah, your head's much bigger than that wallet. That's a good
but,
size. But,
I mean, I don't keep a lot of stuff in it. There's a few bills, mostly ones, as the folks at Stick
Where have
cam,
you been going,
cam
James?
Can see. I have a few credit cards. I have a movie watcher card, you know, and all that stuff. But, no, it's not horrible. It's not like a stinking phone book.
Just making sure you didn't need to have some napkins on the other side to kind of even it out so your back doesn't hurt as you're riding in the car. Making sure.
So you're not leaning to the left, exactly. Your face pressed against the glass. Anyway, those were our weekly updates. It is time for my favorite part of the show. Not really.
It's the featured story.
Hi, we're back, and it is time for the featured story. Kevin, this is your moment to shine. I will just sit back and relax and make fun of your bad grammar. Here we go.
Oh, yes, and there will be plenty of bad grammar at that. You know, as I pondered all of the wonderful things that have happened in my life, James, I really was taken back to a great time that I had out of the country. And I went on this trip to Israel with a bunch of people, and it was a great trip. We got to see a lot of stuff, but, you know, me, and as you alluded to, I tend to get myself into some trouble. And so, you know, I don't really have one particular story. I'm just going to tell you a couple of
That's
events
cool.
of the whole stinking trip, too, because it was one thing after another. You know, we get there and we land in Israel, and as we're walking down the steps of the airplane, my foot touches the concrete in Israel. And as soon as my second foot stops, security comes and grabs me.
No way.
And not like the security at our airports that are like, hey, excuse me, sir, can you come this way? But I'm talking about guys with Uzis. And they said, sir, we need to ask you some questions. Now, I'm a little bit thrown off. You know, there's some terrorist stuff going on. But I'm Mexican. I look like a terrorist. But to them, I did. So they decided to pull me to the side. Well, they proceeded to question me. What are you doing? All this other stuff. And so I'm, oh, man. Psh,
I mean,
this
did
is
they
easy.
Think you were Middle Eastern or something?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Wow. See, I guess the profile they were looking for is, you know, seeing you're by yourself, you're mid-20s, all this stuff, and I fit the bill. So the funny thing about that is there were people in front of me. Well, they just, you know, split through them like no problem and grabbed me right out of the crowd. So, you know, they're, well, what are you doing here? And, oh, man, I'm here touring, doing all this stuff.
I'm here looking for Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. I'm here with this big group. And they're like, well, where's your group? And so
I'm with the white people.
Right
I'm,
then,
I'm cool.
Well, everybody was white coming off that plane, but that's why they grabbed me. So, you know, the bad thing was we had name tags, and I had changed on the flight, and so I didn't have my name tag that said I was with the group or anything. So I'm like, I'm with this, and I look down, and there's nothing, and they're like, yeah, who are you with? And I turn around because people that were in my group were all right. Nowhere to be found as I turn around.
They're like, run, they got the Mexican, run.
Oh, Lord, I'm just thinking, I'm going to jail, and this is not going to be good. So finally, I spot somebody, they let me go. So that was day one, touchdown, and it was a great deal after that. We went to this place a few days after that. They call it these catacombs, and I just think it's where they put a bunch of dead people. And so we're just looking, and it's in caves, and it's dark, and it's creepy. So, of course, you got to try and scare somebody while you're down there. I'm talking too fast.
It's okay.
And so
stop
then
it. I just don't want my show to be 5 minutes long. Go ahead, man.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're excited. I understand.
Yes, I am very excited. This is amazing. Sorry. Are you Benchwarmers fans? So we go to these catacombs and it's dark and they're telling us all the historical stuff that's went on here and the famous people that are buried. And so me and a friend of mine who's now my brother-in-law, we decide it'd be a lot more fun to run ahead of people and hide and jump out and scare them.
And just for the record, folks, this is Rockstar Paul's brother he's talking about. This actually, this is Rockstar Paul's brother-in-law.
That's right.
So, go ahead.
So, you know, we're up for fun. So, you know, we're kind of hiding in the nooks and crannies. And so we're scared. And it's dark. And so, you know, you're at the point where no one's coming and you're in the dark. And you're kind of scared already. And so, you know, we were like, oh, should we get out or should we just wait? And so we waited. And
wait, are these catacombs like, I mean, they're dark.
Oh, yes.
Are they lit?
No.
With electricity or anything?
No.
How do you see?
People have flashlights.
God.
So, you know,
and people, how much did you pay to do this? To be scared witless. What did you pay?
To go in there, don't pay. We paid
you pay
like,
for the
whole
freaking
trip.
Flashlight.
We paid for the whole trip, so we didn't pay for
anything.
It's
free to get in. The flashlight is $150.
Yes, that's... So.
Stink. So. Is it wet? Is it dry? I mean, what?
In some places it's wet. It's in a cave and it's underground, uh-huh. So...
Are there any parts where you have to go underwater and come up in another area?
In a different thing, not in this, not in this one.
That would be so awesome.
And we scared people in that too, and that didn't go over.
Okay,
as
so
well.
You're in this horrible, deadly
yes,
place.
It wasn't. Yeah, so we're
and there are dead
people,
Hebrews,
yes.
all around you. Okay, just wanted to be clear.
Yes, dead Hebrews. Gosh. There might have been some Egyptians with those Hebrews yeah. too. So anyways, we're sitting there, and so we're scaring people, jumping out at them, and that works for a little bit. You know, we get the old people, and so we're having fun, and so everyone goes down this one hall, and they have to come back, and so we'd already scared them going on the way down, so we were thinking, well, how do we scare them coming back? So there's, I don't know the right word, if it's a sarcophagus or whatever,
that
where
sounds good.
You know, you can see the actual tomb they put them in. Well, one of them had a nice size hole,
Big
enough for my brother-in-law to get put into.
No!
So, and it wasn't on the floor.
Was it empty? Was there people inside?
I don't know.
Was there dust? Anything?
All I know is he got out of there really fast when we were all said and done. We had our laughs, and he made me pull him out really fast.
Oh God!
So I stick him in there. I lift him up because it's about waist level on us, and I lift him up and I put him in there, and so I'm hiding around the corner, snickering, because you know what's going to happen.
There's no
I'm,
way I would ever.
You're doing this, and he's there. Now, worst of all is Paul's little brother, Nick, who cannot keep a secret, cannot shut his mouth for anything. So I have Nick. I'm sorry, I'm making you yawn. Do you need some caffeine, sir? Sorry. So Nick is, I can't wait for people to come out of it. So I grab him by his mouth. I'm holding him in the corner or in the dark, and we just wait. And so they're down and getting educated about this one particular place where they are. And people one by one start coming up the hallway. There's only one exit, so they can't even avoid us. And so Paul just sticks his hand out of the sarcophagus. And as they run by, he's grabbing legs and arms and purses and cameras. And the screaming is immense.
So you got people one after another another.
And then
that
you know,
is so awesome because if they'd come in as a group, you'd have got them once. Oh my goodness! Now wait. Now we've used names here, so it's all out in the open. And the people in the chat room are yelling stalkers, which is what we do when we say real names.
Oh, sorry.
So who was in the sarcophagus? Was it?
It was Rockstar Paul.
It was Rockstar Paul.
Yes.
Where was his brother? I thought you mentioned his brother was involved.
Yes, his brother was with me because at the time Nick was just a giggle box and chatterhead.
Couldn't
so,
handle it. Yeah, no. And you know, Nick...
His little brother.
He's got this reputation of being this edgy guy like you, but then when you give him ideas, his face just turns into a giant red smile like he's already done it, but he won't. And by the way, I think we've mentioned this kid's name before. This is the kid that was the killer salsa kid. We told him that story back in the day.
That's great. We remind him of that and several other things that you have
man.
Done to him over the years.
Pushed him down the snow.
And made him cry. And actually, on that trip, that was our saying the whole trip. Nick, you remember when James pushed in the snow and made
you Now you've
cry?
Said his name, Nick. We're going to have Nick on the show eventually anyway, so it's not a big deal.
Sorry.
Nick's dead. You killed him. He's dead.
Well, that'd be one less person running around in my house. That's right. Eating my food. Yes, that would, that would be great. So, you know, we did that. That was fun because you know how people, when they get scared and they're embarrassed, but now they want to see other people get scared. So there was a line forming behind us to watch all the other people get scared. So that was a pretty great day. We were pretty happy with the amount of trouble we caused that day. It was
Jen and I had to do something like that. We were on a canoe trip on a vacation, and there was this one part. You're on this you're on this lake, and there's nobody. I mean, river rather, nobody around you. Every now and then,
is it a lake, river?
It was a river.
Can
it was a body of water that had a direction
up as he goes along.
It had a purpose. It was a river. Anyway, every now and then somebody would pass you that was all super fast or whatever, but you'd never really see anybody. And then all of a sudden, there's like this island thing in the middle of the river, and there's a tree that's fallen over, and there are tons and tons of people on this little island, and I don't see any kegs. I don't see. So it's not like a party, and there's walls of rock on either side, and so it's not like they got there from the outside. It's not a birthday party. But then I noticed that the river was completely impassable except through this thing, this little gap underneath the branch that had fallen over the river. And it just so happened that there was a whirlpool in that gap.
Not a tub, right?
And I still didn't get it. I still didn't get why people were there.
He was trying to adjust his floaties on his arm.
Joke. I'm like, strap her down, Jen, we're going in. But Talk Like a Pirate Day was last week. But I didn't realize why until the people in front of me just, they're kind of looking to the left and the right, like, hey, everybody. And they hit that whirlpool, dude. And I swear, their canoe was eaten by Mother Nature.
And like all Mario of their Kart, stuff. Dry desert when you hit the one part.
Except the little camera dude didn't suck down to come down to get them. But dude, they're all their stuff, everything they had, their camera, everything's wet. And I'm like, all right, Jen. And then I realized that's why the people were there. They were falling in themselves, getting out and waiting to see somebody else get got. There had to have been, I kid you not, 50 random people with no shirts on, you know, and their little vacation wear, watching people. All these canoes are parked everywhere. And dude, long story short, we got up on that thing, and I realized that if I hit the curvature, you know, just like Mario Kart, if you stay on the outer edge of the
hold down both sides,
yeah, and click A B. Yeah, and put it in a skid mode there, and if you have the turtle shell, but no, we hit the outer rim of it, and we made it through, and the branch, we were almost getting sucked back. We were getting sucked back into the vortex, and I reached up last minute, grabbed the branch. I said, "Jen, duck!" And I threw it back behind my head, thus launching us forward, and we survived. And all I could do was silently just raise one fist against all the idiot people that had fallen in and felt like they needed to stay and watch other idiot people fall in. I had beaten the horrible thing.
You know, the cool thing about, you know, that whole story is it involved water. So when you peed on yourself, when you got out, everyone would just say, hey, he got wet. That's a good ride right there. So, yeah, that's some
comfort. You wondered
there.
What the vortex was. It was actually Mother Nature's toilet. That's what that was. The swirling water.
Trying to flush you.
And for our fans in the UK, or I'm sorry, in Australia, the water was backwards from what you're used to.
And upside down.
I got to go test that theory one day. I got to go down there and see which way the water goes.
Oh, man.
Anyway, is that all you have?
Oh,
no. Oh, we'll tell one more.
I have saved the best for last.
Awesome.
By far. So we stay at these hotels at night, and, you know, we come back at night.
You didn't stay in a manger?
No.
In a stable?
No, we did not.
We didn't want to get the full experience.
Exactly. Didn't want to actually lay on rocks or anything. So we stay at this hotel. And
it's mostly because the cattle are lowing, and that's very annoying.
Rockstar Paul and I, we share one room, and there's another room that his brother's in, and another guy that's about his age. And, you know, what moron let two kids under 13 stay in a hotel room by themselves? I'm not quite sure what the thinking was there.
He was warming up. He was warming up for the rock star life.
Yeah, I don't know. So, you know, me and Paul, we're sitting there. Now, we're not the under 13 kids, his little brother and the other guy. So, you know, Paul goes in there, and he's chit-chatting with them, and he comes back into my room or our room, and we're talking, and he said, I unlocked the sliding glass door on their room. We should go get them. So it's like, that's pretty good. So it's about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock right then. So we wait until we know they're asleep. So it's about 11:30 at night. And so, you know, we don't go in through the front door. We go out onto the balcony. Well, we're on like the fifth floor.
Oh.
So we have to jump.
A little Jackie Chan action.
To balcony. And as
how many doors down are they?
They're like five rooms
down.
Ah,
God.
So after about the second one, we're thinking, is this really the smartest thing we could be doing right now? And so we're sitting there. And so we decide, well, we can't really knock on one of these doors and say, hey, let us in. We want to go back to our room. So we keep going. So we wait. And we wait, and we're kind of peeking. They got the TV on. We can at least see that.
Okay.
And so we just counted to three. We threw the sliding glass door open and ran in screaming at the top of our lungs. Both of these young boys were in their beds watching TV. One of them was asleep. The other was half watching TV. And I'm just amazed that no cuss words were said.
No joke.
They screamed. One of them hid underneath the covers and curled up into the fetal position. The other one screamed and was trying to roll out of bed but couldn't quite make it out before we got through. So we're screaming at the top of our lungs. And then it burst into laughter. Well, then we realized, dude, it's 11:30 at night. Somebody is going to come up to the room.
Yeah.
And so the other kid that was staying with Paul's younger brother, his mom was on the trip and forgot that she was staying right next door.
See, that's why I don't do this junk. I ain't trying to get in trouble.
So we hear this boom, 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 boom on the door. So Paul hides in the bathroom. I hide underneath the bed. She opens the door. You know, where are you going to go? I'm not going to go back out the sliding glass door. And so, because I'm not going to make it back to my room before she looks out. I'm hiding.
Not traversing the balconies.
So she comes in and is, what is going on? And while she's yelling, she walks right past the bathroom and Paul slips out and runs back to our room, leaving me high and dry.
Oh, that is so like him.
By myself. And so she's yelling what's going on. One of the kids is half crying because, you know, he's in trouble and he's been scared until he almost peed. And so he says, "They came in, Paul, they came in our room, screaming, it wasn't us." And so she... Where are they at? And so, you know, I get snitched on underneath the bed. So I climb out from underneath the bed.
Your tail tucked between your legs?
Oh, no, not yet. Oh. And so she says, well, where is Paul? And I said, he's hiding in the bathroom. And she goes in the bathroom. I run out the door, back to my room. We shut the door and lock it. She came knocking at our door, but we did not open the door that night. But that night will ever live in infamy.
The night that lives in infamy.
Yes, it was great. We need to record that and play that over and over again, the infamy part. Maybe we can echo that or something.
Infamy, exactly. Infamy.
Dude, Israel was a great trip, and I did get stopped one other time by security on the way back, so just...
tell them why. I mean, what happened right in the middle of your trip?
Oh, we were over during 9-1-1, 9-11.
When you're in the Middle East, and 9-11 happens, and you're brown-skinned, you're in trouble.
Yes, so that was fun.
It was just kind of uncanny the way that went down.
So there's my story and I have many other ones. Like, you know, this one time I was in a youth service with a puppet.
All right, dadgummit. Tell the stinking story.
No, I have a better one than that. If we're gonna tell yeah, in but trouble the
people,
stories.
The people are begging, what in the world are they talking about with the puppet?
Okay, well, we experimented.
Because I told my version, I think, before, but let me hear yours.
Oh, well, I'm sure they're the same. It all ends up with it.
Well,
with
the problem was I was behind the puppet stage. You're in front of the puppet stage.
Oh, yes. Well, we were experimenting in youth services, and we brought a puppet out, and this puppet was real edgy.
What kind of youth did we have in that service, though?
We have a diverse plethora of minorities and Caucasians.
Made up mostly by inner-city black kids. Okay.
We have this puppet, and he's real edgy. He'll crack on your mama. He'll crack on you. And so we kind of were going back and forth the last couple of weeks, and so we never talked about anything. We just got out there. And so Boomer came out, and he wouldn't come out. And so I'm yelling for Boomer.
I
yelling
wasn't
for
ready.
Boomer.
I couldn't get my hands.
Boomer, come out. I don't even, you know, remember why Boomer was coming out. I think you had announcements or something. So, you know, we're screaming for Boomer, and so he finally comes out, and he said, dude, what the heck took you so long? You're a puppet. He says, how's down at your mama's house? Hold on. It don't matter what
it's else. My voice.
Okay, what?
Here's the
way. Give me Boomer, please.
He says, I'm behind there. I'm Boomer. He's like, He's like, what took you so long? And I'm like, I was at your mama's house. And oh my God,
all the kids are, ooh. I'm laughing and I'm stuck because say that in church.
I took one breath because this is taking a while to tell, but you got to understand, I said, I was at your mama's house doing laundry.
It didn't matter.
Helping around the house. I was trying to cover it up. Here we are at church, and I just said I was
alluding to business.
Business. No, business means something else. Business means doo-doo from the last episode. Yes,
only if you have it in your hand or it's on the ground.
Or you're sharing it with your
twin. Maybe in the toilet, it's not business, but I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
So needless to say, that was the last Wednesday night we ever saw Boomer.
Boomer never made it again.
Did you ever come out from behind the puppet curtain after that?
I'm still there. Part of me is still there, Kevin.
You were in trouble.
Oh, my God. I hate stuff like that. It's terrible.
And I love it. I love being a part of stuff like that. It's just great.
But the funny part, and you may try to lie about this, but you were dumbstruck.
Oh,
and you are never dumbstruck. I've never seen you speechless before.
Oh, You're at my mama's house. I was at your wait, you can't say dad's house back. It doesn't work.
Your grace to grace to grandma.
Yeah, there you go.
Your mama wears combat boots. Oh, man. Thank you, Kevin, for a series of featured stories. It's time for something else.
Up next, news, E, and V mail.
All right, it's time for news, E, and V-mail. We don't have a whole lot this week, and that's fine. As far as news goes, we're still going to let you know about the weekly Murloc. I got a call or an email from Robbie, and he said that they did do the show, and it should be out later. And by the time you hear this, it should have been out already. So go over to twmcast.com or check them out on iTunes. And if you are a World of Warcraft fan, player, or even a hater, you're going to love this podcast because it focuses on content for folks that are levels 1 through 20, and they may expand that since the level cap is going to be going to 80 pretty soon. That's what I hear. What's so funny, Mr. Non-World of Warcraft player?
Nothing is funny at all. I was just...
You have to tell people. Paper.
No, I'm just
you're allowed
giggling.
To laugh. You just have to define it. You have to let us know why.
At the amount of hours you wasted in an imaginary world.
Shut up.
Imaginary tasks with your imaginary guild. We're going to beat you up. Well, I don't know where you live. I can't get you. And let's get online. I'll beat you up there.
A lot of our fans are World of Warcraft fans. And
sorry, guys.
And I used to play pretty extensively, but...
Which is why you can do the website.
I eventually ran out of money is the big thing. Podcasting has dominated my hobby life. We do have an email. It is from a fellow named Neil, who I believe is in the chat room with us. There he is. By the way, before I read this, hi to everybody in the chat room. I see Coconut. I see Homeschool Nerd. Welcome back. Lauren Mac Debonair. Marbles, Neil Man, North Star Hero, new guide to our Stickcam family, Ratface, a.k.a. Trevor, who did a show with us a couple weeks ago. And we have Sav? I don't know. But I'm glad you're here. It's awesome. Okay, Neil says, hello, James and Kevin. Look at there, Kevin. You're the first co-star that had an email directed toward them. Here is my story. When my brother and I were growing up, he's a few years older than me, by the way, we would race our bikes down the driveway and down the block and back. The end. No, I'm kidding.
I won one time. Just like little giants.
He's a little older than me.
Coming down Cherry Hill. Sorry.
So we're racing him, and I'm laughing, and all of a sudden my front wheel goes haywire, and I crash. Now, the crash wasn't a scrape. It was a knock. Okay, anyway, he crashed, and apparently he got injured. It wasn't just a scrape. He knocked out his front tooth, and it's only dangling by its root, people. That is so
envision that
gross.
James, envision it.
I am. It's a little tiny nerve ending. And it's the only thing holding the tooth in, and that's horrifying. So my brother carried me up the driveway. I got the
goiter right there where
stop
the tooth
it. I got a tooth. Did I tell you about inside jokes on the podcast?
No, I'm sorry. I apologize.
People don't understand, and it frustrates them. So my brother carried me up the driveway. I got the tooth fixed. I had to wear braces for like 3 years. Keep in mind, I was like 4.5 years old at the time.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Why did they give you braces for a tooth you were going to lose?
Maybe it wasn't one they were going to lose.
He still has it. He's like, I paid good money for this tooth. This thing wanted to survive. It has strong will. I'm keeping it. He's got all these big teeth and then this one little baby tooth. This is my lucky tooth, y'all.
Still by the root.
Things got roots. Exactly. We got the rhythm and the rhythm got roots. But anyway, that was my one and only rap sensation right there. And I stole it from somebody.
It's great.
Oh, man. That was our, we got a voicemail. Let's play it. It's from Vance, our good friend.
Hey, nobody. This is Vance. Just listening to the podcast and was hearing James talking about the big girl bed and how big of a deal that was and the salesman running things on big girl bed day. Well, the truth is, the salesman knew it was big girl bed day. Of course he knew, because you are so wrapped up, James, you're so wrapped up in the emotion of the moment, of doing the best for your child, and that is an emotional time. He knew that, and he thought, hey, the guy's being emotional, I can get him for whatever I want.
All right.
You know, that probably makes you more angry.
It does.
But it's the same thing if you were buying photos. Oh, just irritates me. Later.
Yeah, he said it's the same as if you're buying photos, and he's right. You take your daughter to go get photos, and they don't just take the photos that you want them to take. They take like 700. They advertise one 8x10, one 5x20, one 60x90, whatever it is, for like $5. And you go in, you get the seating, you take the pictures, and then they display like 700 shots that they took of your kid. And they're all awesome. They're all amazing. They all have that glow, you know.
This one, she was saying, Daddy, look at that one.
Yeah, exactly. There's a teddy bear. There's all kinds of cuteness involved. And then it costs $7,000 to buy them all, and you can't say no. And they're like, okay, we're going to delete it. And the delete button on their keyboards is like this big, giant button. They're like, we're going to delete it. I'm going to hover my hand over it for emphasis. But, yeah, it's terrifying the way salesmen are. If you're a salesman out there and you're one of the good guys, I'm going to say it again on this podcast like I did last week. Let us know you're out there, okay? I just need to know. I just need to know. Thanks, Vance, for your voicemail. Thank you, Neil, for writing in. If you have great stories, comments, feedback, whatever, you can email it to nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. But we would love to have a voicemail at 206-600-5704. Ding! So send that in. That's something I'm starting.
You should probably actually get like a ding sound you can play.
Right? No, I like saying ding.
Thank you.
But, now we're almost done, but this is the news portion. So I just wanted to recap. Where can they find Royal Priesthood?
They can find us on myspace.com/royalpriesthood. You can listen to, I think there's 4 out of some of our new ones.
Tell us the titles and let's listen to a few of them. What do you got?
Let's see. We got Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
All right. You want to, do I have that one? Is that CCB?
Yes, you do.
Here?
It's no, that's BST. But you can play whichever one and I'll talk BST. About whichever.
Okay, here we go. We'll listen to a few seconds of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Here it goes. He who has ears, then let him hear the word if he has not heard. He won't stop until the whole world knows. He won't stop until the whole world knows. He who has ears, then let him hear the word if he has not heard. He won't stop until the whole world knows. He won't stop until the whole world knows. Lord, I can't take it, can't shake this feeling that I won't make it. Mistakes that I'm making, keep climbing. Temptation I'm fighting every day and each night, and I'm losing. Smiling, cause all of these trials they keep piling up on me. And Lord, I feel lonely and like I'm the only survivor that's rapping for life. And I'm fighting the fight, though it's dark as night, and I'm losing the light. And I can't seem to quite feel your spirit. I wanna be near it, but I just can't hear it through all of the chatter. Do I really matter? So I grab my Bible and open it up to Mark, the 14th chapter.
It was the blood
that cleansed me from all of my sins. All right, that sounds awesome. That's awesome stuff. So that's you, huh?
Yeah, that was me right there. So that's Blood, Sweat, and Tears. That just talks about a lot of stuff, just going through mess and just.
And they can hear more of this on your MySpace.
Yep,
they are. They downloadable or
yes, they are.
Ooh,
they do have to be
music.
They do have to be playing it. I found in order to download
it.
And the only one I think that's on our MySpace that you can't download is right here. So I don't have that one to play because I forgot my CD.
Okay. But, well, what do you want to listen to next?
Well, you know, last week you referenced a song from our first CD, and that was "Sitting in the Dark"
with the light on. That's right.
Yes.
I said that Lauren was sitting in the dark with the light on. Here it is. Let's listen to it.
Sit alone in the space that's void of light. In my spirit, I sense something show ain't right. So I rise up the night and bounce on my way to turn your darkest night into day.
Ordained by the Holy One, called to be a priest of the streets, join air with the sun. I'm a member of the priesthood.
1 Peter 2:9, and I'm inclined to get on the front lines for the friends of mine and let my light so shine. Just the only Jesus that they'll ever see might just be me, and I got L-O-V-E for Bloods, Crips, Pimps, prostitutes, and hustlers. Push a straight gaze
whatever. By the way, I ain't the one to shun the way to get.
Why's that?
Cause I'm gonna lead them to Christ someday.
How's
not
that?
Just with words, but with my actions. No condemnation
or gay fashion. Jesus sat in the mix with sinners, so I'll pull up my chair and be your soul winner. Covert evangelist.
Man, when's that stinking chorus
coming? Right up now.
Okay.
Till the break of dawn,
sitting in the dark with the light on.
There you go. Now you know that was a secretive reference.
Yes.
All right, man, let's do one more. What's your top three here?
Oh, my top three. I guess probably the next one would be Hold On, Be Strong. I think you have that one.
Okay.
Looks really weird. It's probably like H-O-B-S.
C-C-B?
Hobbs. No, is there a Hobbs on there?
No, I got Throw Your Hands
not.
Up, Tear It Down, Bounce to This, and CCB.
All right, go to CCB.
Okay, here we go.
Life in the hood ain't no punk.
It's called Click Click Blow.
Junk attitudes and drive-bys reach record highs when the heat rises. Cats no longer have the willingness to sit down and squash all the silliness. Another young Negro with an ego, packs a desert ego. Now he's acting like a real tough guy. Mean mugging niggas as they rise by. Mama wants to change, but he won't try.
He said a bad word.
Don't die. Don't test the beast, the wrong guy.
I forgot I was going to say
slugs by. No one knows he's hurting because he don't.
As long as I don't say it.
So that's that one. It's all about violence and the
okay.
stuff that goes around here in Kansas City and
KC.
So, you know, we try to.
What is the rapper name for Kansas City? I mean, I know they say KC, but what? There's the Dirty South. There's West Coast, East Coast. What are we?
We're the Midwest.
So we're proud of that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're the Midwest. Kansas City is referred to K-Sizzle. You hear Killa City because we have some issues.
Yeah, we do. Have you seen Kansas City SWAT?
Yes, I
we
have.
We have our own stinking SWAT show.
Yes, I
what
have.
What the heck? Why am I living here?
Well, it's really bad when you recognize the neighborhoods.
Yeah, that's
going.
What I'm doing. I'm like,
oh,
dude, it's
no.
down the street from our church, man. God, I've been there.
Yeah, so those are just a few joints that we've done and... you can catch a lot of the new stuff there on our MySpace page, myspace.com/royalpriesthood. If you want to book us to do anything, you can do that through there. Or you can go to our website, which is rpministries.com, and there's an email address and a phone number that you can call to contact us and travel all over.
Yeah, what if they want you to come and play? What kind of venues are you open to?
We've done everything from outdoor festivals in Italy to church services to just concerts in the park to, you know, I mean, we do it all. Whatever.
You do children's birthday parties?
Only if...
JoJo.
I didn't know if they knew about JoJo.
Yeah, they know
so
about JoJo. He calls
JoJo
in occasionally.
Only if JoJo is there with us, we do children's birthday parties. So
I think JoJo's permanently not doing those anymore. But people, he finally offended the last possible person. Well, anyway, that about wraps up our show. Kevin, thank you, man. Those are awesome stories. It was awesome having you. We do want to give away a button or two because mostly I've changed the logo and now these buttons are collectibles. Let me see. Do I have one? Hold on.
You know, James, if you got some people, man, I wouldn't mind, you know, giving a CD or two. And,
oh, no
and
way.
Give out some CDs.
Okay, yeah. Let's do a contest. Heck with the button. I'll go ahead and say, though, we're going to give our button. We're going to give one to Vance, and we'll give one to Neil. So since you guys were the only content providers, go ahead and send me your addresses if you wish, and we'll send you out a button. What do you want to have people do in order to give a CD away, dude?
Man, I don't.
I tell you what, we'll do it in the chat room. We'll do this. The first person that can type Sitting in the Dark with the Light On, go. You get a CD. Sitting in the Dark with the Light On. Didn't even have to be spelled right. Just go, and you'll get one of RP CD. All right, Rat Face. How many do you have? Because I got three people now.
Oh, I can give out three. That ain't no big deal.
I got two people. Sitting in the Dark with the Light On. All right, Trevor, you got a CD coming.
All the slow people are like, okay, here, let me take that. He's giving them out to everybody.
Neil, man, you're going to get a CD. Let's see. He said three. Coconut just hit the keyboard with her fist. That doesn't count. We got one more to give away. Why don't we save the third one for somebody that's going to listen to the show later? First person, first email I get. Dang, that's not going to work because these people will cheat. Let's see. I'm going to have to make it a competition. If you will write in with a story for next week's podcast, I will pick one at random and I will give a CD away. It is rap, after all. So send in a story or a voicemail. And you might want to mention in that voicemail or email that you are doing this specifically to get the CD. If you don't care about the CD, don't put that in there, because that way we can give it to somebody that does like rap. So that is it. We are going to get out of here. We got a recap song coming up in just a few minutes, but we will leave to the sultry sounds of...
I don't want to leave to anyone's sultry sounds.
Of Royal Priesthood today.
Oh, okay.
It won't matter, dude. Sultry okay. Sounds or no, because the sad truth is nobody's listening.
I was supposed to say it with you, wasn't I? Let's do it again.
It's okay, man.
Nobody's listening. That was the echo. It was just late.
Yeah.
It's a long delay.
Get out of your seat and start to feel the groove from this RP. So just get up and dance. Come on, stay for a while. I got y'all grooving. That's why you digging my style. We be them G's from KC that bring the demons to they knees and make all these haters free. Ooh, please. Y'all know how we do when we come through. We make y'all move. Ain't that right? Whether it's banging in the clubs or up in your truck. And when you start to feel the vibe, play it, get your hands up. Cause we come to rock the party
all night long.
We won't stop until the
early morning.
From San Juan to Hong Kong. We stay strong, so get your praise on. While the DJ play the song, it ain't wrong. So don't have no shame in your game. Just let the spirit move your body while you're praising his name.
It's what the world's been waiting for. The recap song.
Check one, two, one, two. We recorded episode 37. I'm not sure that that's what we should have done, but we had a co-host named Kevin, so we went to heaven. Podcast heaven.
Podcast heaven.
That's the way we do it. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, oh,
yeah. Well,
I
told about a time I didn't want to pull my wallet out, and Kevin shared a time he opened the door for a man that he shouldn't have.
What the heck you doing,
and
man?
Every time we get together, the co-host tries to pick on me. That's okay, cause that's the way I roll, you see.
That's how we roll, Peach Squad. Don't forget it.
Well, I am your host, my name is James, and that's why I wear the bulletproof canes. But you'll never see if you're on stick cam, at least that's the way I am.
Jesus.
I just want to put another plug in for the Murloc Show, go check it out, yo.
Yo?
Oh yeah, that's the way we roll.
It's the way you shouldn't roll, James, stop it.
But if you ever go to Israel, stay away from Kevin, cause he'll make it like hell.
Whoops.
That wasn't a cuss word, it was a place.
Yeah, good cover.
Yeah, yeah, stick it in your face. You're not that sensitive, I hope. If you are, then stay at home. Don't go with Kevin.
I'm offended.
Don't go into the catacombs with Kevin. Yeah, yeah, he has been all over the world rapping about everything except squirrels. He's a hardcore gangster who is my friend, so think about that before you leave a negative iTunes review. He might come get you and tell you off. He rolls down the street and he doesn't like to off people, but he does on the off occasion that someone says something they shouldn't.
Shoot this sucker.
And that's why I live in the inner city.
Yeah.
I'm a white boy and I'm way too pretty, but I got peeps and boys and they got my back.
We got your back, yo.
And they will attack if you say anything against me or pretend that you're even not friendly.
I love you, James.
So think twice, be nice, and it'll be so good for you.
That's good advice.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. O'Neill left a voicemail, and he knew Kevin was on here. And he told a story about a time his tooth tried to get some glory. It fell out and was hanging by the root. That's not the thing that a tooth is supposed to do. But he got it fixed with some glue, I suppose. He didn't tell us in our notes, but he was only 3 or 4. So why do you need such an extensive way to fix it? Is that tooth gonna fall out anyway?
Vain little 4-year-old.
Maybe he had a 4-year-old girl that would have dumped him and ruined his whole world, so he needed it fixed for cosmetic reasons.
I'm not buying it, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, it's time to go. It was a really short show, so it stands to reason that the recap should be too. I miss you, David, but we're doing okay.
Buddy, buddy.
A few 100,000 downloads, and then I'll think it'll
be time to call it a day then.
Time to cash
no.
in.
Time to sell out.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, me. Thank you, everyone on Stickcam E. I had to add the E so it would rhyme, and nothing rhymes with rhyme except for time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, James, this is Marvels again. Yeah, remember that kid, the short kid with the cigar? Oh, wait. That was an inside joke thing. Okay, whatever. I remember that you guys didn't have any voicemails last week, so you know how that feels when you go home, check your messages, and no one's there. So just thought I'd leave this message. Okay. And no, I'm not a short little guy with a cigar. Okay, bye.
This cast is part of the Geek Media. www.thegeekmedia.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.